Hello, welcome to John's podcast. Today I'm going to talk about money. What is money? Money is a commodity, you know, accepted by general consent as a medium of economic exchange. Money, it circulates from one person to another person, and it circulates as well from country to country. And it's a facilitator, you know, when it comes to trade, you know. And it is the principal measure of wealth and my wealth as well. So money, guys, is only three functions. Function number one is the storage of value. Number two is the unity of account. Third one is medium of exchange. As I said, money is a medium of exchange. So I can't come to you and say, please give me ice cream, and I don't have money. What's gonna happen to me? You know, I'm gonna steal that ice cream and be arrested, or I'm gonna go and look for money, and then purchase the ice cream. Why? So an exchange is made there. You've given me ice cream and I've given you money. So it's called medium of exchange, guys. So there are four different types of money. Number one, we have commercial money. Number two, we have fiduciary money. Number three, we have fiat money. Number four, commodity money. So let's look how money works, guys, or the function of money. Money works as a liquid asset so that it facilitates transactional value. Number two, medium of exchange between individuals and entities. Number three is the storage of value. Four, it's a unit of account that measures the value of other goods. You know, wow, so interesting, eh? So, before money was invented, guys. Oh, before I continue, guys. So, I'm going to talk about these different types of money, you know, and also explore these three functions. As time goes by, you know, please just bear with me for the sake of time. Yeah, as I was saying, that before money was invented, most economic, you know, people relied on what is called bartering. So bartering is where individuals would trade the goods, you know, that they had directly for those that they needed. So let's say I had a donkey and you had a gun. So in order for me to get the gun, mine was to give the donkey in exchange for the gun. So that is called bartering, you know. So I know I was taught about this thing, bartering, in my school years. So let's look at the properties of money. Money is properties, guys, you know. It's important to know those properties of money, guys. So I'm also going to explore the four properties of money as time goes by, guys. So not today, please. Just be on the lookout. Whenever I drop a new episode, just be expectant. You know why? Because John said he will drop a new segment regarding the properties of money, the functions of money, the four different types of money. So I'm gonna focus on those three things, guys, only. You know, I'm not gonna explore about money, guys. So I'm gonna explore about money when I bring people into the show, guys, just to hear their knowledge, their experiences avoid with regards to money, guys. So money is not evil, guys. Don't allow anyone to deceive and say money is evil. No, the love of it is the one that causes people to do all sort of things that are not natural. Yeah, so you won't talk about them here. Because the purpose of this podcast is to teach, to instill knowledge, guys. Yeah, so we're here. John is here to instill knowledge to you. That's the purpose of me, God, of me being here, guys. So, in order, guys, for money to be useful, money should be fungible, durable, portable, recognizable, and stable. So these are the five different types of property of money, guys. I just mentioned. Number one is fungible. Number two is durable. Number four is portable. Number three is what is recognizable. It means money can be recognized and money can be stable, guys. So also money can be portable. Money can be durable, guys. So as time goes by, guys, I'm gonna talk about these four properties of money just for today. For the sake of time, I'm going to talk about fungible money, property of money, guys. Or you can call it a law. Why? Because the law, it works everywhere. It doesn't choose age or skin of color. So you can call them the law of money. The law of money, guys. So these five properties of money, you can call them the laws of money, guys. Yeah. So these five properties of money, or these five laws of money, have reduced the transaction cost of using money by making it easy to be exchanged, guys. So let's look at the word fungible. The word fungible it refers to quality that always, are things, to be exchanged or substituted or returned for another thing. So it's important, guys, that when you go to a shop, you must go with the sole purpose of buying, what you went there for. Why? Because returning things and exchanging things, it's a process, Yeah, but that's the purpose of fungible, guys. It gives the right to exchange something better and to substitute, means to replace or to return, guys. So let's go. Let me just do this analogy, then I'll be out of your way. So let's say I go to the mall, to Woolworths, and buy my tomato sauce instead of mayonnaise. Why? Because my main purpose for me to go into Woolworths was to buy mayonnaise. Then eventually, then suddenly something happens and I forget that I have to buy mayonnaise. Then I go for tomato sauce. What's gonna happen to me? I'll go home, and then my mom is gonna be like, John, you're supposed to buy mayonnaise. What happened to you? I'm like, yo, I forgot. I'm supposed to buy mayonnaise. Actually, then I go to the mall to Woolworths and say, yo, guys, I forgot my purchase. I was supposed to buy mayonnaise. It is possible for me to exchange. It is possible for me to substitute. It is possible for me to return this tomato sauce by replacing it with mayonnaise. I don't have to buy the mayonnaise, guys, already. This fungible law is working. Why? Because I have a slip, I have to change. All I need to do is to return the tomato sauce in order for me to be given the mayonnaise, guys. I hope it makes sense, guys. So next time, please teach someone as well. That John said this and that. And I hope it's gonna be useful. to you, my brother, my sister out there. So please, guys, continue to play my podcast. Please also like and follow me. Please drop your comments as well. I would like to hear your opinion as well. So see you next time, guys. Next time on this time, guys. Yeah, so I hope, guys, you're gonna learn a lot and also gonna transfer this knowledge that you'll be gaining from me, guys, to other people as well. What if you're gonna be also an owner of a podcast one day and say, you know what, I was inspired by this guy called John, you know, he's so inspirational. So that's the reason you've seen me now opening my own podcast to inspire other people. So John's a young person, guys, who's purpose driven. I'm purpose driven, guys. I know I have my own shortcomings, I have my own faults, but I am purpose driven, guys. You can ask anyone. I'm not here, guys, to say, you know what, I know everything, I know anything. No, I don't know anything, guys. I'm just learning as you know. I'm learning, guys. I'm in the construction program as we speak now. So, yeah, without any waste of time, guys, please subscribe, follow, share with your friends and family, guys. I would really be grateful, appreciative if you're really gonna do that for me, guys. Imagine what's gonna do it to me. Yo, I'm so happy. So thank you, guys. Thank you in advance for everything you've done for me. Thank you for, I just wanna thank these few people, you know, that are not personal, that they always play my podcast. You've done it most of the time. Timbi, so Paul, Albert, and others. Yeah, because I don't know them. Yeah, shout out, guys.